St. Luke's Medical Center, the leading healthcare provider in the Philippines, at par with the world's best, brings you Healthcare Plus with Marilyn Tronqued.
Hey, 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 great evening to you folks out there. Welcome to Healthcare Plus. Monday to Friday of every week, we keep you company from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the evening. I am Marilyn Tronqued, and every day for a half hour, we will talk to an expert from one of the world's best healthcare institutions, St. Luke's Medical Center. The doctor is in for all of you who want vital information and the latest news on health. If at any time during my conversation with our St. Luke's doctor, you might have a question or a comment, please text us on 0932-799-6330. Again, that's 0932-799-6330, or you can follow me on Twitter at Marilyn_St. Luke's. Hey, it's a great evening. This is Healthcare Plus. Marilyn Tronqued here, and we're going to be with you for the next half hour, giving you some really wonderful music and a very interesting conversation with a very pretty doctor from St. Luke's Medical Center.
Wow.
Tonight, I am with Dr. Amy D. She's head of the Section of Pediatric Hematology and Oncology at St. Luke's in Global City. She did her pediatric oncology training at the Children's Hospital in Sydney, Australia, and at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. She's chairperson of the Philippine Board of Oncology and the executive director of the Cancer Treatment and Support Foundation. Good evening to you, Dr. Amy Goleta D.
Good evening, Ma'am Marilyn.
And we're going to talk about something that's really, really interesting tonight.
Yes. Huh?
You know, the big C is something that is a call to heaven, or that's at least what people for a very long time have been so afraid of.
Yes.
It used to be that when you were diagnosed to have cancer, or when your child was diagnosed to have some form of cancer, it was really at the throes of death. That's not true anymore.
Oh, no
today,
more.
Today, right?
Because, yes, the outcome of treatment has improved a lot, mm-hmm. especially for children.
That's great. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about this today,
yes.
Tonight, and we're going to talk about breakthroughs in cancer treatment at
yes.
St. Luke's.
At St. Luke's.
And so people do not have to think that when their children are diagnosed to have some form of cancer, it's a death sentence.
Oh,
not
no
anymore.
More. Even for adults.
Even for adults.
Even
okay.
for adults.
Let's talk about some of the new modalities in cancer treatment. You're talking about modalities for children, right?
Yes,
okay,
Ma'am Marilyn.
Let's do that.
There are many modalities now, but since we are short of time, I
yes.
think we can focus on gene therapy.
Okay.
In particular, P53 gene therapy, because it's available at St. Luke's Medical
Center. P53 gene therapy.
Therapy, yes.
Okay. And exactly what is this?
Okay. All of us have P53 genes.
Okay.
And P53 gene is called the tumor suppressor gene.
Mm-hmm.
Its function is to prevent cells from becoming cancerous or to kill cancer cells.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the functions of the gene. And therefore, today, it has been transformed into a drug or a medicine that we use for advanced cases of cancer. Advanced means stages 3, 4, and relapses.
Okay. What kinds of cancer? Is this any type of cancer that you're talking
about? That's a very good question. All solid tumors.
Oh, okay.
Breast,
all solid tumors.
Colon, pancreas, lung.
Which means leukemia is not.
Except leukemia for now, because
okay.
it lacks the receptors. We call it receptors.
Ah.
So they're studying that part, leukemia.
Okay. So all solid tumors.
Yes, ma'am.
Like
all
if it
solid
were,
tumors.
Yeah, so brain tumor.
Yes.
Nasopharyngeal.
Liver.
Uh-huh.
Rectum.
Really?
Prostate.
Even liver, huh?
So solid. It has to be solid
right.
tumor. Yes.
Okay. Now, how does that work?
We inject the medicine directly to the tumor, ideally.
The medicine is what?
The medicine is a gene.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gene. It can kill the cancer cells.
Okay.
It's called apoptosis.
Okay.
Programmed cell death. or cell suicide.
And it functions like a P53?
The P53 is the one that tells the cancer cell to kill itself.
Okay. All right. And so go ahead.
And so when we inject the gene, P53 gene, into the cancer cells, it will trigger a series of reactions that will make the cell kill itself. And the side effects are very mild. Usually it's just fever, a few hours of fever. It's like having flu for a few hours. Mm-hmm. It does not depress the immune system. It does not cause blood count dropping. And it doesn't cause hair loss. So it's that safe.
So I see. So no risks at all?
No. There haven't been any deaths due to that drug. And no serious reactions due to that drug. But it's given as an adjunct to chemotherapy, surgery, or even radiation therapy. Mm-hmm. Remember, we are dealing with advanced cancers. Mm-hmm. If a patient has advanced cancer, you need more than one or two modalities of treatment in order to improve quality of life and survival.
So it becomes a very aggressive option for treatment.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. For those people who still have missions in life.
Right.
They would like to stay longer.
Especially children.
Both children and adults.
Children and adults.
Then we can offer this option.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have studies to tell you that in combination of other treatment modalities, that this has actually enhanced or lengthened the survival?
Yes. The overall survival or response rate is 70%. If given together with standard treatment.
Okay.
Remember, we are talking about advanced cancers.
Right.
So 70 is really a good, very good number.
Right, sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Now, regarding studies, in China, Asia part, we are now on phase four study. So it's done with phase three. In the U.S., there's a similar drug on phase three trial. This is not experimental anymore.
I see. Okay.
It is really a part of the treatment for advanced cancer.
So it is in the protocol as far as the treatment is concerned.
Protocol for advanced is individualized.
I see. Okay.
So like patients can be given options.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Some patients don't even want to undergo chemotherapy.
Right.
Even if we can try to convince them as hard as we can.
Right.
So this can be an alternative for those who don't want to undergo chemotherapy.
Okay. So it can be given as a standalone treatment modality.
We have given that. There's one patient at St. Luke's Global with malignant thymus cancer. It's thymic carcinoma. Mm-hmm. It was already up to the back. Thymus is in front, but it had spread.
Thymus is what part?
It's anterior chest.
Okay.
It had spread.
It's the front part of the chest.
Yes.
Okay.
But it had spread to the back. It was enveloping the airway and the blood vessels.
Wow.
She came with hoarseness of the voice, difficulty of breathing. Surgery is out. Chemo, they have given it. Radiation maximum already. And she still wanted to live. So,
of course,
Dr. D, my husband, and together with the interventional doctors, they gave P53 gene therapy, the one we are talking about now. Mm-hmm. And what happened? She's now back to work.
Really?
The voice is back.
Really? Wow.
And she can breathe normally. And I think she volunteered to be interviewed in a magazine.
I see.
To inspire other people.
That's great. Well,
I myself was not expecting too much, but this is a blessing. She underwent P53 gene therapy.
It is a blessing, and
this
thank
is
you.
A global
thank city. You for that. But in the meantime, let's hear the Mamma Mia Broadway cast with Thank You for the Music.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered it all start? Who find out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music,
for giving it to me. I've been so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music,
for giving it to me.
So I say thank you for the music,
for giving it to me.
Tayo mga Pinoy talaga, mahilig tumawa. Hiling natin sa mga game shows at gag shows.
Oo nga, sarap talaga ng feeling kapag laging nakatawa.
Pero minsan, laughter may not be the best medicine. Para sa seryosong gamutan, turn to St. Luke's. Nagbibigay sila ng superb medical care sa tulong ng kanilang highly skilled doctors at advanced equipment. At saka, hindi naman pala mahal magpagamot. Budget-friendly ang services.
Buti na lang sinabi mo, kasi kailangan kong ipacheck up ang tatay ko.
Sa St. Luke's, ang bawat piso, sulit.
We are back with you on Healthcare Plus. Marilyn Tronqued, and I am with Dr. Amy Goleta D. She's head of the section of pediatric hematology and oncology at St. Luke's in Global City. Did her pediatric oncology training at the Children's Hospital in Sydney, Australia, and the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. She's chairperson of the Philippine Board of Oncology and executive director of the Cancer Treatment and Support Foundation. Dr. Amy.
Yes, ma'am.
You are able to do this, to give this treatment to people of all ages, is
yes.
that correct? What is the youngest patient that you've had undergo this modality?
The youngest that underwent at least one cycle of treatment is 7 years old.
When you say one cycle, what does that mean?
It's like finishing around 30 to 36 vials.
So okay, that's over a period of how long?
It's 6 weeks, approximately.
6 weeks, I see. Okay.
6 weeks.
So a month and a half, more or less.
Yes.
A month and a
six
half.
6 to 8 weeks.
Uh huh. Yes. And 7 years old?
7 years old.
And how did that 7 year old respond?
He had stage 4 cancer behind the rectum.
Behind
the rectum.
Meaning what? There was a growth? Or?
Yes, a tumor behind the rectum. In medical term, presacral.
Okay.
Presacral.
Okay.
And he had metastasis to the bone marrow.
Really?
To the bones and to the lymph nodes, pelvic lymph nodes.
Uh-huh. And ordinarily.
Yes.
Yeah. Ordinarily, doc, mm-hmm. without the P53 kind of treatment,
yes.
what is the prognosis of somebody in that
in
condition?
In that situation, usually less than 20% will survive.
Oh.
In fact, he didn't undergo P53 gene therapy immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He was treated in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And he was given chemotherapy,
okay.
very intensive chemotherapy,
mm-hmm.
but the lesions did not change.
Okay.
Okay. And so he went home to the Philippines and was given some maintenance chemotherapy,
okay.
a little more
right.
chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
And the pediatric oncologist in the Philippines called us at St. Luke's Global City
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and asked if there's anything else that we could offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we offered P53
okay.
gene therapy, which he did undergo.
Right.
Do you know what happened when they repeated the PET CT scan?
Right.
There was very little metabolic uptake in the lower part of the back.
Wow.
The bone marrow, no uptake. Lymph
really?
Nodes, none. And the upper, the rest of the bone mets, no uptake.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
That's
and
right.
He's an only son. And our hearts melted when we learned about that.
Okay. What is the oldest? I know somebody who came from
maybe
Australia.
60 plus?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know a kid who came from Australia and who I think you have extended his life to.
And actually, the tumor in the lung, he came here for treatment of the tumor in the lungs.
Okay.
It's
but he had... But he had been ongoing treatment abroad, right?
For a few years. And the oncologist whom I knew told them there's nothing more we can do.
In abroad. Okay.
That's why they tried to look for other options.
Okay.
And they ended up coming to St. Luke's.
Right.
A global city. Mm-hmm. So we took care of him. And I think they were happy
with
the outcome. The tumor shrunk. The big tumor shrunk. But remember, I told you this is an adjunct. So if there's a need for amputation, gene therapy is not a substitute for amputation.
Okay.
We have to amputate if there's a need for that.
Okay. So the oldest patient that you've had is?
I think more than 70.
Really?
I don't know the exact age.
Sure.
Lung cancer. Yes. And most of the adult patients are breast cancer patients.
Okay.
I think followed by colorectal.
Uh-huh. And this is this something that is that people are pretty aware of at this time?
That's the sad part.
Ah.
They are not aware. So your program actually is doing some good public service.
That's great.
By
letting
them know. The purpose is to give options.
Right.
The patient.
Sure.
It's up to them to decide whether they would like to try or not.
Mm-hmm. And it's really to give someone an opportunity to stay around longer do a little bit more of what they can do for themselves and for their families and for people who love them.
It gives some hope.
Sure, Okay, and when for as long as you have hope, you can dream.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's again go back to the musical Mamma Mia and listen to a wonderful song, I Have a Dream.
I
back with you on Healthcare Plus. Marilyn Tronquet here with Dr. Amy Goleta Do. I'm sorry, Amy Goleta D. She's the head of the section of pediatric hematology and oncology at St. Luke's in Global City. Did her pediatric oncology training at the Children's Hospital in Sydney, Australia, and also at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. She's chairperson of the Philippine Board of Oncology and executive director of the Cancer Treatment and Support Foundation. Okay, you talk about the P53 gene therapy as an adjunct.
As an adjunct, yes.
And you've also done it as the sole option mode.
For a few.
But let's tell people out there, people don't really generally know what P53 gene therapy is. And we should also let people know how it actually is administered,
okay,
or how it's done. Yeah.
Maybe I'll explain a little bit more on what is P53.
Sure.
I mentioned earlier, all of us have P53 genes. However, not all of us have normal P53 gene. So those with abnormal P53 genes are the ones who are very prone to developing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Half of cancers have abnormal P53, the other half have abnormal pathways. That's why they develop the cancer. Now, how do we administer it? Ideally, it is given directly to the tumor, injected directly to the tumor. So how do we do that? We usually request our teammates from interventional radiology, and by ultrasound or CT scan guidance, they target the tumor. They target the tumor and inject the medicine twice a week.
So, okay. So the tumor,
yes,
like you said, for that case that had in the back.
Behind the rectum.
So it is injected right there?
Yes, ma'am.
At the site?
Yes. The interventional doctor, using CT scan guidance, injected directly to the tumor. And then later on, we had to give it intravenously. Remember, he had metastasis to the bone marrow, bones, etc. So we also had to give it intravenously.
Ah, okay. And you said this is over a period of 6 weeks.
Usually 6 to 8 weeks.
So
depending on the number of vials that they consume per injection.
And is this done, you know, radiation is usually done every day, right?
Yes.
5 days a week,
yes,
right? How is this done?
Okay, by the way, you mentioned radiation.
Uh-huh.
The effect of B53 on radiation is it makes the cells more sensitive to radiation. Mm. Its effect on chemotherapy is it makes the cell more sensitive to chemotherapy. And these are borne by scientific research.
Which means that the response to those two other modalities become better.
Yes, ma'am, you got it.
Okay.
In fact, I made a mistake. We have a patient who is 3 years old is being treated.
I see.
I didn't mention him because he hasn't finished the treatment.
I see, okay.
He only finished half of the treatment.
And
stage four, cancer of the adrenal gland in a three-year-old, stage four.
My goodness.
The bone marrow was full of cancer.
Wow.
This patient immediately agreed to P53 plus chemotherapy.
How does a kid like that
get
that?
Genetic changes, genetic abnormalities.
And found at what stage?
Four.
Stage four.
Yes.
And do you now assume that was there even when the kid was younger?
It's possible that for the past
more than a year,
uh-huh, it's been there. It's possible. Yes.
Oh my!
But the good news is,
okay,
after half gene therapy,
uh-huh,
and only three treatments, the ultrasound was normal.
No way, really.
And this is a St. Luke's patient.
My God!
So the records are there.
Wow.
Yes. So we're very happy. Again, this is an only child, and so we're very happy for them. Our problem is, we have to buy the other half of the treatment.
Right.
Because the drug is not free, they have to buy
Sure, of course.
So that's the problem now.
My question, okay.
Yes.
You're saying that now it's gone from stage four
to a normal ultrasound only.
Normal
that's
ultrasound.
That's why we have to do other scans.
Right.
To pick up tiny.
Right, sure,
tiny
sure,
lesions.
In other words, at the very least, it probably has not progressed.
Oh, definitely
not. At the very least,
it didn't progress.
Right, at the very
least. It improved. He improved.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, which means you're now extending his life.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
By a good number
of... Not only the life, his quality. Uh-huh. He is gaining weight before he couldn't eat. He wow. was in pain before.
Really?
He is no longer in pain. It's zero
is
over 10.
Is that right?
And he is playful. He jumps around.
Really?
He looks normal, except for no hair.
Ah.
Because of the chemotherapy.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he's now being treated with chemo and...
Yes, ma'am.
P53 as well.
Oh, well, we had to stop the P53 because they ran out of medications.
Mm.
But he's due again for admission
uh-huh.
this week.
Okay.
For maintenance.
Does when you give the P53 is that on an inpatient basis or can you do that outpatient?
Okay. It's usually outpatient.
Uh-huh.
Intravenous is only 1 hour infusion.
Mm-hmm.
So we give it in the outpatient Cancer Institute mm-hmm. treatment unit.
Mm-hmm.
For the direct tumor injection, most of them are sedated, especially the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's also outpatient.
Sure.
They
yeah.
just have to recover from anesthesia
mm-hmm.
and then they go home.
Mm-hmm.
But the intra-arterial, like for liver,
mm-hmm.
it has to be given via artery.
Right.
They have to stay at least overnight for monitoring for bleeding, not because of the drug. Because of the technique that was used.
For the 7-year-old kid
yes,
that obviously
ma'am.
Is probably going to school already,
oh,
is there
I
an
to.
Interruption in the school?
Oh yes, for these patients. The chemotherapy is very intensive.
I see. Okay.
So, yes.
Give us a phone number quickly.
A phone number.
At the end. Sorry that went so quickly.
The trunk line of
Global
City, Global City
is 789-7700.
They can be connected to Cancer Institute
mm-hmm.
or to our clinic, mm-hmm. Dr. David D. or Dr. Ami D.
Okay, and
that's
thank you, Dr.
Thank
Amy
you,
Goleta D.
Thank you very much.
For being with us.
Thank you, thank you.
And for never getting tired of being,
oh,
of coming
no,
and
no.
accepting our invitation. To
thank
all of you,
you
out there, thank you for staying tuned for the last half hour, making it a habit to... tuning in to Healthcare Plus Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8 in the evening right here on 104.3 FM, your business radio. For now, be safe, be good, stay healthy, see your doctor. And from us at St. Luke's, we love life and we love taking care of you.